We're in the middle of Hilchas Shabbos, in the middle of Hilchas Erev Tchumen, in the middle of Shin Tzadik Zayin, the Halacha of Shvisa B'Yachid and his Kalim, and the going of 2,000 Amos. We have by Sif Hey in the bottom, Reish Shamach Bezim and Al. Says Machab, Masar L'Raya, he gives it over to a shepherd, a filly even, as he continued in the days in the Son of Levi Yoyim, he gave it to him from the Son of Yomtiv, he gives it to him on Yomtiv, Hadei Karag Lei HaRaya, has the legs, and he has the Tchum of the shepherd. If he gives it to two shepherds, has like the tchum of the yonim, because obviously one of them did not acquire it. Says Mishabura, Sivkot Nyodal. Mesar the Raya Bechuli gave over to the shepherd. Even to a non-Jewish shepherd, so now it's like an object of a non-Jew, the Kaimelon, which the halacha is the Kodesh Shvisa, it acquires a Shabbos residence, and does not go after the Jewish owner, says the Magen Avraham. Sivkon Yud Beis, a fill in the son of Yomtiv, even they gave it to my Yomtiv. We mean the Kvamir of Yomtiv, because already from before Yomtiv died to how his intention was, Shalai Liknesh, he says, like that it should not be by him the whole day. Eleitzel Raya, Shemos Leil Mocha, only to the Shabbat that he's going to give it over to him tomorrow. And therefore, it has the Tchum of the Raya. Now, Mash, Mistimus Loshen Machab, it sounds from the unspecific wording of the Machab. The Philly is Kamar and Beir, even if there's many shepherds in the city, Kimin Shemos Rekle Echad, since he gave it over only to one of them, Erikalaga Raya has the, like, the Tchum of that shepherd. The Sharatzin Oizayin says, like the Shitz of Rambam, the Rif, that they're mechalik only when you give it over to one shepherd or to two shepherds. However, says the Mishbura, but common place from Cholgam Azeh, besayvim, many halachic authorities disagree on this, and they hold, when there's two shepherds in the city, Moslech B'yamtiv, and they give it over to one of them on Yamtiv. Right? Karag L'Abayim has like the Tchum of the owner, but since it wasn't verified from before Yamtiv, B'shaz, Kaniya, Shvisa, at the time when he acquired the Shvisa, Lemiyim Salamacha, who is he going to give up to tomorrow? So Nisha Memel, B'Shazabam. So by default, it's in the Tchum of the owner. Emloish Rogel, Tamalim Salachem, unless he's always generally accustomed to give it over to one specific shepherd. The Azar, the Karagla Rai, who then has like the Tchum of that shepherd. The Sharachin Oiz test brings his Esas, obviously, in Meir, and it's obviously in Rashi, and all the more so, if he says from before Yom to the shepherd, that tomorrow he's going to give it to him, of course, then it's going to be effective, it's written in Mohammed. Says the Mishnah further, he says, "Bidai, you should know the Mashiach cause of Yomtiv. This is Yomtiv, lav davka, not precise. The Shaykh Zegam in Shabbos is applicable also regarding Shabbos. Chen din the Sevches, the Sevtes, the Sevyudal, but Shar Hadin, the Shaykh Rak be Yomtiv, that those are applicable only for Yomtiv. As a Mishnah Kura Dinach, it's on because of drawn after the other ones. Nakat the Kulukan says the Bach. Therefore, we say them all over here, but." Here in our halacha, it's not necessarily just Yomtiv. Sivkot Yud Gimel. And if he gave it over to two shepherds, then it's like the regular Baleha, because none of them acquired. But someone means to say, like, the Bekoin said, in such a case, you should come around with many shepherds. It's not the norm to give it over, that should be in their possession regarding acquiring a Shvisa. So Sharatin Ashyud says, it seems like his reasoning is because many times each one gives their Ave in a different place. In such a case, it minimizes the tchum for his behema, that it shouldn't have only exactly 2,000 amas, and therefore he doesn't have intention that it should be drawn after the shepherds. Says Mr. Refer, this is a mistimus of Mechabit Mashba, from the unspecific wording of Mechabit, sounds like the Leishonil, and that we don't differentiate between the Musal Shnei Roim Erev Shabbos, whether he gives over to two shepherds from before Shabbos, between the Musal and Shabbos, we give it to him over them on Shabbos. Avraham Cholkam Azeh Asudo, but many disagree on this, and they hold that the Musal and Erev Shabbos, when they give it to them from before Shabbos, in Afkamina, there's no difference between one shepherd and many shepherds. It's like the legs of the shepherds. We don't transport them only to the place where two shepherds could go. If at a time when he gives it over to them, he didn't verify which one of them he's giving over his shemir. And tomorrow on Shabbos, he verifies he's giving over his shemir to one of them. Has like the tchum of the owner's kimishal beir be'er Shabbos because he didn't verify from before Shabbos. V'chein sotem moslah shnei harayim b'Shabbos kufi. If you give it over to two shepherds on Shabbos itself, that's right. If a place comes, the opinion most places comes already correct l'abayim, then it's going to have the tchum of the owner, which the Sharatin Ayis Yudal says. And even though Mechamas and Rabbah in the second Teretz sounds like that even on Shabbos itself, it's also going to have like the leg, like the tchum of the shepherds. And we don't say correct l'abayim only in the way that they say over there. That's obviously a little bit from the Ran. However, Ladina for sure one should rule like we wrote inside. Since you have, according to the Shita's Rashi, and all the Pleiskim that are with Hashita, that we don't take regular Raya, only when there's only but one Raya in the ear, and then we say, Hoover, that's verified by Nishmashas, and even the Pinna of the Riv, you could say that he holds like this, the other Ravid, and the first Pshat writes, and the way the Meiri agrees, look over there. Sif, Vav. Shor Shal Patam. The ox of the fattener, of the stuffer, it's kiragle mishalakoch l'shachtoi b'yamtiv. It's like the tchum, the one who buys it to shechtim on yamtiv. Chin m'shachate b'al b'yamtiv, so the owner slaughter on yamtiv, b'malcha b'sar, and he sells the meat. Kolechem aleichem, each one of the consumers, malach manasa, l'makam shawalach, can take his portion, his cut of meat, to the place where he's going. This is Mishra Sukkot Nidal, the ox of Shalpatim, Shemafat Mishram Lumka, that he fattens up oxen to sell it for, you know, good meat. Sivkot Tezvav. So that's Karagli Mishlakach Bukhula. That has the tchum of the one who buys it to Shechtim and Yamtim. I know that is a filling who Mir Acheres, even if he's from another city. Ubola Kalna, the Eber comes there through an Eber Malich Lumkum, he can take it back to his place. But the reason is, Shderk Sher Kazah, meaning, but obviously this Patim himself, his tchum doesn't go there because he didn't make an Eber. But so what's about time? The reason that Shadev Shar Kazek is the way of such an ox, like Noisei Gam Yoras Achiris, is to purchase it also from other cities, Nishu Mefutim, because it's fattened up. But that's all of Me'et Malhoi Gam Aleim, and the intention of the owner from yesterday was already on them, like Alakim Bishu Mishu Kechen, that it should be in the domain of whoever's going to buy it. Sivkot Design. And if he sells meat, each one can take a lamakum shuwalik to the place where he's going. And they should ask Baal Bhai Lakhakum Meshayab, because the intention of the owner was to divide amongst those who are coming. But Filmayor Sakhir is even from other cities, or cannot, like we said before. Vavazer Kibar Shalafka, so it's like an ownerless pit, Shumas Lako, which is given over to all, who Kragam Mamali, that it gets the tchum, the one who fills up the water for him to go to Kamel, like we'll see later on, Sibidal. With the Sharatin Ishtezvav, it says this in the Rambam, and he writes like this so that you don't ask him Sibyod regarding a Behem Shal Shutfan, look over there. Some say also, moreover, that they lean regarding this because of the Takana for the butcher and the buyers, and because Simchaz Yamtub look in the Beisayisim and in the Labush. Siv Zayin, Shar Shal Raya, the ox of a shepherd, Kuragla Anche Oiseir, has like the tchum of the men of that city. It says Mishru Sukkot Nizayin, Shar Shal Raya, the ox of a shepherd, Hainu, that is Adam Shemagal Behemoth, a person that brings up animals. Sometimes he sells it to his neighbors and to his friends. Since it's not fat, so they don't usually buy from other cities. The Sharki says, such an ox seems to collect Makami. I'm going to find in their place, in their locale. The intention of the owner is only for the people of the city. Never has to come as those people, because those people, like the people of the city, because they will come and get on Yom Tov. That's Alpayim Lucharach, the 2,000 amos in each direction of that city. And then even if the shepherd himself made an error to one side, in Makab Aleim, he does not hold back from them to take a 2,000 amos to the other side of the city. Because already from before Yom Tov, he already had in their rishus, the fish are getting him in the Sedrash, because they generally buy from him, buy B'alocha, and look in the B'alocha. Which he discusses this in Divrei Maskil Shor, Divrei Maskil Anshei. Tzif Ches. Kelim am Yechadim la'echad me'acham shebebayis. Vessels that are designated for one of the brothers in the house. Adem Kiraglev has the tchum like his tchum. V'shem Yechadim, if it's not designated, inicham le'lichem, then they cannot take it. L'makam shekul me'acham le'lichem, only to place that all the brothers could go. Says Mishpura Sekwet Nyotesim Yechad me'acham b'chul that's designated for one of them. If someone needs to say it, she'in ha'acham ishtam shemem, that the other brothers don't use it, although they do have a portion of it, it's going to have the shvisa of the one that does generally use it. And the brothers don't have a power to make it forbidden, to make it acquired on it their shvisa. So Sharatin Ashtazan brings it from Me'iwi, and it concludes over there, not like the Yeshma Farshim that is told that the brothers don't have a portion, because if that's the case, what do you have to say? The Rambam leaves out this halacha totally, and even so, there's no right that it disagrees in the Meir, because it's possible that he holds that in all cases it's included in the halacha of she'ela, borrowing, which is like the Ragla Shail, which that's the case of he's not any less than a borrower, because he's the guy that always, the brother that always uses it. Sibkat Nechav, but if it's not designated, then it's only the place Shekul Mechav Melech that all of them could go. Lafuke, it's coming to exclude him, Echad Erev, Elif Amal Mizrach. If one of them made an Erev, 1,000 amos to the east, Rashini Elif Amal Amar, but one made 1,000 amos to the west, then they can't take their vessels, only 1,000 amos on this side, 1,000 amos on that side. Shekun Yechon Lech, when they all could go, then Shekun Shadav, because they're all partners, and each one could hold back from the other one where it's limited to. Sif Tes. Shnaim Sheshalu Cholok. Two people that borrowed a garment. Zeh Lelech Babashachas, one wanted to use in the morning, Zeh Lelech Babas, one wanted to use in the evening. So they could only take it to a place where both of them could go. The Meir Zeh Lelech Babam Mizrach, and this one made 2,000 amos to the east. Zeh Lelech Babam Mar, this one made 2,000 amos to the west. They can't move from its place because each one is limiting based on the limitation from the other side. Since Mizra Sivka and Chabav Shashal Chol, they borrowed a garment, Boygim from before Shabbos, at least Beshush name, that it should be in the possession of both them. The Kamel Kamil Sabirav, and we hold later on Sabirav, the Alde Shail by borrowing Habir Karagla Shal, it's like the Tchum of the borrow. Och and Hocha, however, over here, the Shneshal, they have two borrowers, Oisim Kolech Al Chaveh, each one makes a Fibin on his friend, because Mizam, like he concludes. Sivka and Chabez, one wanted to go somewhere in the morning, Bezelech Babas, one wanted to use it in the evening. Now, in a Kavanah, it does mean Al Avish Al Yomtim Shani, on the evening of the second day Yomtim, because the Vizier, regarding such a case, Yechal Kolech Al Chaveh was about Shalosid, and each one could take it in the temple when he borrowed Makam Sherman until the place that he made it Eve, because the Shtei Kedush is in. These are two different sanctities, because the 2 day Yomtim, because when Mechad Kodesh, one is holy, Hashem Echad, the other one is weekday. And if neither one's can make a forbidden on the other one. As the Sharat Sinai Tzidzayin says, that's Pashid, like we see later in Tzim Tov Tzidzayin. It's just that he has to bring it before Ben Hashmashas in the Tchum of the second one, so that should be permitted also for him to take until where he's allowed to. So therefore, it says, Mishbu, rather ala kabana, ala abrish lefnei shachas. Rather, it means on the evening before the morning. Given the Shalas no li mechad, since they're borrowing it for 1 day, because luckily day starts at night till the next night. Kolechad is a chaver. Each one makes a forbidden on his friend. Im erb zilakam zilakam. If one makes erb one way and one makes erb another way. So if one made 2,001 and one made 2,000 the other way, they can't move from his place. So because one guy can't take it to the east at all because the other one making air on the west. Also, the other one can't take it to the west because the other one made it 2,000 miles on the east. This also is applicable in the previous paragraph. B'alacha and the Maskel Shoshal Raya Karagli B'chul. The ox of a shepherd is like the tchum of the people of that city. So look in the Mishnah Berurah. Said Mistabe b'pshitis that's dafka by the shepherd, that the norm is that he sometimes sells, and therefore he said that even though he sells it on Yom Tov, his intention was from before Yom Tov that it should be in the possession of the one who was going to buy it afterwards, and therefore it's not drawn after the legs, the tchum of the seller, but by a regular person that he doesn't usually sell animals, we go after the seller since we're banish mashab was by him. In such a case, that's what the Brisa this is toma and davlam zayin mabez. Look over there. The Masalanche is here, like the people of that city, is Lugma Shabur. Now, regarding the shepherd himself, if he didn't sell it, it's Pashid that it's like his Tchum. We don't say that he thought to take it out from his Rishus, only if at the end he sells it. That's an obvious in Rashi, the Pelling of Rabbi, that writes the opposite. Maybe it's a Tai Sefer over there. Look, he said, also, you should know that this time we say Karaglanche is here, that is, if the buyer did not make an heir, but if the buyer made an heir, then he could take it to the place where he made an heir. And if you have someone from a different city made an heir over here and he took it, bought on Yom Tov, he could take it up until 2,000 Amos, because at least it's not any worse than the people of that city. That's how it's written around. Look over there. And the, yeah, some of the deer shoes. Deer shoe number 17 said that a non-Jewish shepherd also, it's like his tchum, which later on, Tuf Aleph, he explains that the objects of a non-Jew acquire shvisa where they're placed down by Ben Hashmasha, but they're not drawn after the place of the non-Jew himself at that time. And therefore, even if the non-Jew was Ben Hashmasha in a faraway place, his vessels do not become forbidden to take it out from the Dalet Amos, rather they have 2,000 Amos from the place where they were placed. Be'alocha, where they write that some disagree in this, and they hold that also by a non-Jew, the vessel are drawn after their own. As the Tzitzit Shabbos brings, if in the words of Mogen Abraham, over here, it seems that the objects of a non-Jew acquire shvisa like the tchum of the non-Jew. On the other hand, from the Lashon HaRambam, it seems that the objects of a non-Jew acquire shvisa in their place. And he asks them this, that the reason that the objects of a non-Jew acquire shvisa is because of gezer, because of the objects of a Jew. The objects of a Jew acquire shvisa like the Ragla Bayim. If that's the case, also Chavtei Nachri should also have to acquire shvisa like Ragla Nachri, and not in the place where they were placed by Ben Hashmoshes. Dershu number 18, even though Issa Tchum is in Drabbanan, and this Drabbanan you generally say Yesh Breira, however, we don't say that when you give over to one of the shepherds on Shabbos, it was retroactive verified that it was designated for that from before Shabbos. The reason why this writes Chassam Sefer is that the Halacha Breira was only said if he says on Erev Shabbos that it should be the Shvisa Behema by one of the shepherds that he's going to want to tomorrow. And on Shabbos, he chooses one, then it's retroactively verified that that was the shepherd that he had to have from the beginning. But if he didn't say from before Shabbos he's going to give to one of them that he wants, then it's not applicable to Halacha Breira, because since he didn't want from before Shabbos, anything that was said to be verified on Shabbos, so it's nothing to be verified tomorrow. There's number 19, the ox that was not fattened, that is being sold by the patim. Pimagadim writes, from the word of Magadim, it sounds like that also over here, the tchum is like the ragli haloichim. The other, the Shabbos and Labusha, sounds like the tafka by Sherma Futim, where they lean to consider as the tchum of the consumer. There's number 20, if the patim, the fattener, was a non-Jew, Pimagadim writes that the meat does not have like the tchum of the consumers. Rather, it requires shvisa in the place where it was. On the other hand, the Sefer HaMichtam writes that if the lina by a Jew, which is someone that has halacha tchum, to say that his intention is to be mezakeh to whoever is going to buy from him, for sure we should be leaning by a nachri that does not have a limitation of tchum, and only by him we would go there because of Yisrael. This number 21. Milk that was milked from an animal on Erev Yom Tov, and Yom Tov it's brought from out of the Tchum through a Jew that made an Erev Tchum, and Rebbe Eger writes, one could permit to utilize it to whoever buys it. And he explains, don't say that the milk was a kind of shvisa like the Ragla Akainim, since when the Yom Tov started, it was out of the Tchum, it should be forbidden on them, because since Davka by a Patim, do we say that he had in mind that the shvisa of the Basa should be like the Ragla Akainim, so that they should be able to take the meat like where they're going, but if through the kind of shvisa by the Leichim is going to make the milk forbidden, then you could say that it was not the Das of the Yisrael that brings the milk, that the shvisa of the Chol should be like the Tchum of the one who bought it, rather it should be like the regular of the Yisrael that's bringing it. Marsham brings from Shuvas Maria Ashkenazi that the Morim disagree regarding a person that asks from his friend that he should bring him fish from a certain city, which out of the Tchum, and he brings the one that brings had made an Erev Tchum, and he could come, but the Mekabel did not make an Erev. The Marsham is inclined to permit for the Mekabel to utilize the fish. Dish number 22. There's a story with three villages that had an estrig that they bought in partnership. They weren't sure if they could transport it out of 2,000 amas of the first village, because you could say that the people of the first village made it in the chazaka of the people of the second village so that they could take it to the third village, the way it's brought regarding the halacha Shor Shel Patim. Shuvas Avi Nezer writes that you can't compare this halacha to Shor Shel Patim, because davka by Shor Shel Patim, that the Baal HaShor make the basa in the chazaka of the consumers, because for the seller, there's no utility for the ox, which is not the case by this esrog, with the people of the first village making a bracha, and for sure they cannot transport it only to a place that is within their tchum.